Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And everybody said, amen. Ephesians 3:20 and 21 is that passage. Well, we've already had a very full morning. A lot of things that were important for us to get together with. But I want to take just a few moments to talk to you about what I believe is the greatest blessing beyond Christ that he would leave us in his message, of course, in the word, but that's the church. And where we are today, what a great, great blessing that we have when we have the body of Christ to encourage us and to help us to live our lives. I'm going to ask you to look in the book of Matthew with me in chapter 16. You know this passage. Over at verse 13, it says that when Jesus came to the area of Caesarea Philippi, he began to ask his followers, who do people say that I am? And they answered, some people say that you are John, the one who immerses people. Other people say that you are Elijah. And some people say that you are Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Jesus then asked them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter responds with, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Upon this rock foundation, Jesus answered him and said, I will gather my family who's called out by God's word. Death will not overpower them. And blessed are you, Simon, the son of John. My Father in heaven, not man showed this to you or that to you. You are Peter. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth, you will have already bound or will have already been bound in heaven. And whatever you loosen on earth will have already been loosened in heaven. And then Jesus warned his followers not to tell you or to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Well, that version is a newer version, one of those International English Bible. And it says, I believe, in the very best of ways for us to understand what Jesus was trying to tell his disciples, so that they could be his followers. That's our message, brethren. That's our mantra that God has given to us through Christ the Son. That the body of Christ, the church of the living God, his people, his family, that are called out of the world of sin and into a marvelous, marvelous light of Jesus Christ, who is, of course, our Savior, and brings us eternal life into a place, a resting place with God our Father in heaven. That is what our purpose is here on this earth. I want to encourage you with the idea of what they taught in the New Testament. First of all, in the book of Acts, we have these words in chapter 2. Getting at verse 44. And all that believed were together, and they had all things common. They sold their possessions and their goods. They parted them to all men, as every man had need. Well, Roger presented our budget to us today. I hope that you won't just see that as a piece of paper with a bunch of numbers on it. Money being distributed this way and that way is sort of a way of telling you this is what we're doing with the money that you give to us. And while that serves its purpose and it has a good role, Ray, for us to be transparent, as Roger said, to inform you We all know that it's for the purpose of fulfilling what God has asked us to do as the body of Christ. And that's to be at work here in the earth, or on the earth, here in our community. Give me the next slide there, Wayne. Now, if you've walked through our foyer, I hope that some way, as you've come through there, you have seen what we have worded. And that's just us now. We're telling you this is our statement. We believe it to have a fundamental biblical truth in it, though. We call it our mission statement. And it just simply says that South Main is a loving, caring group of believers who accept the joy, the responsibility of carrying out the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? That's what each one of us are trying to do as a person, is to reach out in our world and help to be the hands and the feet of Jesus, the eyes of Christ in our community and in our fellow man, to be able to help them. To do as the Bible teaches in Luke 19 and 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. That's what our job is, Luke 19, 10. That we would go about teaching the kingdom of God. Paul writes to his protege, if you will, his son in the faith, Timothy. He says, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. That's what we're after. And the Acts 2, 44 and 45 passage, which I've already given to you, is that we work together in a common effort to try to get that job done the very best way that we can. I know that you know that not everybody fills the same role. Not everybody gets up here and preaches. Not everybody comes and teaches the children as they're down here. Not everybody has the classes that we learn. They learn, the children learn, for example, in our leadership training for Christ, where they learn how to sign, where they learn how to lead a song, where they learn how to read a passage of Scripture. But we want to believe that we're in it together so that the church truly becomes a blessing to everybody. I hope that you realize that as well. When folks were up getting up here, and I love the kids up here. I just love watching the kids, all of their different reactions, because every one of them has a different response, and that's a great joy to see. It made me think of my earliest years, and Ben, as you were telling us about getting ready for the Lord's Supper, I remember my dad very meticulously tying my little bow tie. I was only yay high, but they had me in a little suit, a little vest, and this little red bow tie. My dad would fiddle with it around, and a whole time he was working on the tie, he would be telling me about the Lord's Supper. When they pass those plates, Bobby, I want you to be quiet. I want you to fold your hands. I want you to think about what God has done for everybody. That's a great memory for me. It's a blessing to me. I remember sitting in the auditorium, and you know, I never misbehaved. I sat like this with my hands folded. Now, why are you all grinning like that? Yeah, I don't want any lightning. That's the way the clouds have been around. But when I was trying to impress everybody else that I was, I remembered that little speech that my dad would give to me as he was tying my tie, how I was going to act and how I was going to behave. And that stays with me even today. And I think of those times. And when I'm around the Lord's Supper, I think about Christ. I do my best not to get distracted by all the other things that are going on. Jim, like, well, should I add this point? Should I go to, you know, do I need to make that? Oh, I just thought of something I need to. No, I want to make sure that I'm devoting my attention to the sacrifice that Jesus has made. And I hope that you are. And I hope that when you leave here today, wherever you may go, that other people will know that you are Christ's child and that the church is a blessing to you and that the church can be a blessing to them. I think we sometimes forget about how human we are. We think about all of the people in the church and we think somehow or another that that's what the church is. Listen, this place is like a hospital and there's sick folk here. We're doing the best we can to represent Jesus Christ. We don't always get it right. But I hope we always remember who established it. I hope we always remember the purpose that God did give us, the great blessing of the body and the family of God, so that we can be together and have all of these wonderful memories together. Because I want to tell you something, the church is eternal. The church is forever. The body of Christ will last forever. And that's why it's so important to us. We understand it to be a divine thing, that it came from God Himself so that we might enjoy this, that we might have a way of reaching other people in our sphere of influence of the folks that we know so that we can tell them about God. But don't forget, it's human. We're just human. Make mistakes. More than any other people on the face of this earth, we ought to be the kind of people that should be able to say, I'm sorry, forgive me, I love you, I love the Lord. I hope that's where we are. And I hope that's what we remember. What a powerful force that is in a world today. It's that way for everybody. For all. It's for everyone concerned about others. That's who we are. For every person that we meet, they are a potential member of the body of Christ if they love the Lord. And I want to just try to impact you with that today. I'm particularly interested in a lot of different things. But I won't trouble you with all of those. In the year of 2017, due to the hard work of so many of you that go into our prisons, 1,084 souls were buried into Christ. Can I get an amen? What a great work. What a great thing for us to have influenced those people and had that opportunity. And in spite of what may have come along back there, in fact, you know that in just a few days on Wednesday, is that the 14th, guys? Men? Is that the 14th, Wednesday? Anything else that happens on that day, the 14th, just giving you a little signal, okay? That would mark 2 years. That will mark 2 years so we came back into this auditorium after tornadoes came in and destroyed our worship area. A lot of time has gone on by. A lot of bugs have been worked out of the system. We even had a few other bugs come and infect the system. In fact, David was scratching a bunch of them today. But you see, it doesn't matter. We're working through those things so that we can serve in our community and reach our neighbors. Where are we and what is it that we're doing? This congregation supports Bob and Rosemary so that we can go to Focus Northeast and go to the Northeast and carry the gospel of Christ. What a great thing for us to be able to get to do. It's a great privilege for us. Jim and Donna Smith sitting right over there in the gospel sharing ministries. I don't know, do you know that bulletin board right outside the doors on that far wall? You'll see every one of the great works that all of us together are helping to preach the gospel to other people and share the great message of the Lord's saving grace. Susan Roscoe's right back over there goes to Africa and teaches the children. Our brother Dorian Flynn, that we've known for a long time. In fact, he will be here March the 4th. Is that right? March the 4th. Dorian will be here to give us a report on his great work, Partners for Africa. I've got a granddaughter. I just got to mention Bailey Gist in Coleraine, Ireland, having finished her training out at Sunset and gone there to work with a group, and we helped them to preach the word in Ireland. What a great message that is. Or Herman Alexander. How many of you know Herman? What a great gentleman. What a wonderful Bible scholar. I'm telling you, if you've ever been around Herman, you'll just be impressed by his Bible knowledge and what great things he has done in his life. And he's still going strong in his 80s, I believe, with the Nation's University, teaching other people about preaching the gospel. And recently, George and Rhea Funk and the Gospel Chariots, I don't know if you have them on Facebook. If you don't, look them up and get them on your Facebook if you're a Facebooker. You will see some great, great things happening as the gospel is being preached. We have David and Christy Bell as another workers. They're part of the gospel sharing ministries as well. And they go where Donna and Jim go and some other places as well as with the Sojourners, I think, also. And they do great work in many places. Of course, our brother Bob Brown, who's gone to the prison, and we help him to do that great work. And then there's Britt Davis, who's coming tonight to speak to us, and Scotty Spake, who work in the two campuses at SFA and up at Tri-C, trying to help young people find their way. Eastern European missions. It's a great thing. I'm just trying to tell you that there's a whole lot more that's going on than you coming in here and sitting down and listening to David or Bob or whoever it is come and preach. There's some things happening here. And I want you to know that. And I think that's because we have great leadership. We have leadership that has some vision and wants to help us to do or fulfill the Great Commission. I want to just remind you of that so that you know that we're doing our best to fulfill the commission, that we go into all of the world and preach the gospel. It's not only right here in our community. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. So where are you headed? Where are you going? What are you going to do? How are you going to pitch in 2018 to help us continue to preach the message everywhere? I hope you'll be a part of that. I hope you'll just encourage someone, even if it's one of our members who needs to be encouraged to come and be a part of us again, or maybe one of your co-workers. I want you to tell them about the church and how we can accomplish doing great things right here. I don't know where you are in your life. You do. I don't. But I know this, no matter where you are, God can take you on to greater things. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, Christ Jesus' blood will forgive you of whatever it is that's standing in your way from being even more dedicated to the body of Christ right here. I want to encourage you today to look for that help if you need it, and invite you to come while we stand and sing.